Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So we want to welcome in our friend, award-winning CT News Junkie editor Christine Stewart. Congratulations.
Thank you.
How was Nashville?
Christine was honored at the inaugural Lion Publishers Awards in Nashville for her coverage leading to the release of Starling school-by-school immunization data. Yes, how was Nashville?
I was not in Nashville. Doug was in Nashville because he was a member of the Lion board. So, he was in Nashville and I was here at home.
Well, at least they put your high school yearbook picture on the story.
Yeah. It was very nice of them to do. Huh?
Yeah, exactly. So, we've talked about the restaurant plan. We've talked about the hospital funding. We've talked about the transportation plan and how there's no funding. God forbid we get a snowstorm in the next 2 weeks because everybody will be screwed. Is this administration overmatched?
You know, I don't know. I think that they are working furiously behind the scenes. I think that they are trying to reach a negotiation and take feedback from Republicans. They are meeting with Senator Len Fasano later today, the governor is, to get his final feedback on the transportation plan. So, you know, I think that they are going to move forward. They want to move forward with Republican support. And I think that what this plan did was it got the Democrats who were not previously on board on board.
To do what?
To approve tolls. I mean, there were Democrats who were against the idea of tolling highways.
Yeah.
They're not as reluctant to toll bridges if that's what we need in order to access the low interest loans.
Is there any shot the Republican leadership will go along with any bill that has the toll word in it?
Yeah.
I don't think on the House side. I think the House Minority Leader Themis Claridis has been very clear that she won't even support one toll. So I think that they are largely opposed to this. But I think that that's not necessarily the way that Len Fasano is approaching this. And the Senate Democrats had said that they want to see Republican support before they raise it in the Senate.
You know, in a way, Christine, it's not unlike it was. It's a little more, well, I don't know which one's more critical. But, I mean, as far as the gun control bill, and when Roland was doing afternoons here, he said, look, guys, this is going to pass. All you can do is steer it and maybe make some changes. Is that kind of what Fasano's doing?
I don't think it feels like that. I mean, I think that he's trying to give his honest feedback and avoid some pitfalls. And I think that there is a realization that Connecticut does need to do something about its roads, and doing something about its roads is actually good economic development policy.
What about the hospital bill? It seems like this is another thing that's been, you know, bandied about, and it's gonna change, and they're gonna get it done. Then it's not gonna get it done. Are we closer to having a settlement here?
I don't know. So the thing about the hospital thing is really difficult because there's 20 hospitals and all those 20 hospitals have their own separate attorneys and all of those attorneys have to sign off on the language. So I can't even imagine what that's like.
But as you report at this moment in time, if you go to ctnewsjunkie.com, they are all pretty much operating in the black. That's nice.
They are operating in the black. So and most of that is from patient care. Direct patient care is where the operating surplus is coming from. Some of the non-operating money or investments have gone down.
Talking with our friend Christine Stewart, award-winning editor of CTNewsJunkie.com. It's like when people get in the Hall of Fame, you're now going to be award-winning.
It's not going away, you know, Christine.
And you know what? You deserve it. So
it was a long time coming.
You know what? And it's well-deserved. We're not saying it just to suck up but because you're a friend, but it was well-deserved. As far as the funding for towns and cities, every Monday we talk to a first selectman or a mayor in what we cleverly call Mayor Monday. Monday. Great promotions. And they talk about the fact that they don't have money if we get, you know, for town projects and stuff. So
the Lamont administration is not seeing this as clearly as some other people are saying that.
Yeah.
As we approach winter, and if you look at the Farmer's Almanac, we could have snow as early as November.
Yes.
Of November.
Perfect.
See that. Yeah.
And, you know, I get to see every Republican first electman who just got reelected or, you know, as mayor standing out in the sidewalk and saying, sorry, I can't plow this because I have no money.
Dead man, dead.
That would be just crazy. This transportation plan, when you look at it, What stands out to you is something that the GOP can get behind, and we know what they won't get behind. They're not going to get behind tolls, whether it's called a tolls or a tax. They're not going to get behind that. But what in that plan do you think they could honestly get behind?
Well, I think that a lot of them come from Fairfield County or from the Naugatuck Valley area,
right,
where they would benefit largely from the rail improvements that would be made and from the increased commute to New York City. You know, making that faster is a huge, huge boost in that area. And, you know, commuters really want that.
So a large part of this whole thing, the impetus for that, is from rail commuters.
Yeah, so none of the toll money would go to rail. So basically for the rail program, we own the rails, so we're using the rails as collateral to borrow $5 billion from the federal government at basically no cost to us and improving the rails.
See, the rail thing, I mean, it makes so much sense for people downstate because they use it.
Absolutely.
You know, for people upstate, they have no idea why it's important and stuff, but for people downstate, I mean, a lot of people take the train into the city, so that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, a ton of people. I mean, who wants to drive into the city?
Nobody wants to drive into Hartford, for God's sake. Never mind driving out. So do you dress up when you take your little one out for trick-or-treat?
Oh, yeah, tonight's the night.
Oh, yeah, no, I usually do. I don't know what's going to happen this year with the rain and the drizzle. So.
Oh, it should be okay.
So you dress up, though? You go out, like, in costume and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, what did you do last year? What was last year?
Well, last year, we were going to do the same thing this year, so I got away with it.
Well, what?
She's going to be a unicorn, and I'm going to be a unicorn.
Nice. Tweet pictures. Make sure you tweet pictures, because we want them. I need a new screensaver at work, so. Congratulations again. Appreciate the time.
Thank you.
All right. The great Christine Stewart, CTNewsJunkie.com.
You know, she could go out as an award-winning journalist. If she really
but that's what she is 365 days a year.
Well, that's true.
It's not going to be much different.
All right.